Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. every Monday night. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It's a program that is designed for the preservation or historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have recorded on these American shores has its root in traditional gospel music. You see, when our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs in the cotton fields, field hollers on the plantation. These are the basic elements that turned into spirituals, and spirituals became gospel. And from gospel came jazz and blues and rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. All the music that we have created on these American shores has a root in traditional African-American gospel music. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour melody of songs. It's far too rich, it's far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. And so it is, we celebrate Black history every Monday night right here on Gospel Gold. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. On the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. So go to the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to leave a comment or share whatever information that you may have on traditional African-American gospel music. We're solely traditional African-American gospel music. We don't play contemporary, even though we have nothing against it. We think it's a very fine genre of music. But we are specializing in traditional African-American gospel music only. And that's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. We use about a 40 or 50 year span from 1949 up until about 1990 is our time span in the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. So you will not hear any of the new gospel music, but this is traditional African-American gospel music. Oftentimes we go down into the Gospel Gold vault and we find those original recordings that were made so many years ago. You can hear the scratches, you can hear all the fractures and all of the imperfections of the record. And sometimes we use the digital market. We have a vast library here at Gospel Gold. And so we'd like for you to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. And the music that we play here on Gospel Gold, you will hear nowhere else. As we start each Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Well, church, it's quartet night. So if you have a good listening device, if you're listening over a good device, we're coming to you live in stereo tonight. It's quartet night. We always have a good time on quartet night. And so tonight we're going to bring probably about three groups to the forefront, maybe two you've heard, maybe one you've heard, maybe two you've never heard of. But we're going to bring some good quartet music tonight, and we're going to be talking about a couple of quartet groups. So listen to this, and I'm going to come back and introduce our program for tonight. Here's Big Walt and the faithful Jordan Ayers. Yeah. It's quartet night here on Gospel Gold. And tonight we're going to bring at least two or three groups to your forefront. One of the groups that I know that you have heard of, and I wanted to come back and do them again. We featured them earlier last year. But the Pilgrim Jubilees, African-American traditional gospel group, originally formed in the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and Chicago, Illinois. They were established by L.G. Graham and Willie Johnson in 1934. They added three more members to the duo in 1946, L.G.'s brother, Theophilus Graham, Monroe Hatchett, and Leonard Brownlee. The Graham family settled in Chicago in 1950, where they added Major Robinson, Kenneth Madden, and two more of L.G.'s brothers. Clive and Clay Graham, along with Rufus Croom, Percy Clock, Roosevelt English. L.G. left the group in 1955 so he could retire and do other ministry work. Madden and Croom also left the group during the 1960s, while they added Bobby McDougall in the 1960s as well. Also, they added Ben Chatler and Michael Atkins in the 1970s. They gained two more members during the 1990s, Eddie Graham, a cousin, and Freddie Price. The group has released over 25 albums with six recording labels, Nashboro, Peacock, Savoy, Malico, MCA, Benson Records. Five of these albums charted on the Billboard magazine chart. The group has released 25 albums with six labels from 1952 to this present day. Those labels, again, as I call those out again, were Nashboro, Peacock, Savoy, Malico, MCA, and Benson. Their first recording contract was with Nashboro, where they made singles. And this garnered them enough revenue to be able to take on a band while they practiced in two barbershops owned by Clive and Clay. Dave Clark heard the group in Atlanta, in Georgia, during the 1950s while he was a disc jockey for Peacock Records, the first label to record an album by the group. After they signed them in 1961, the first album, Walkout, was released in 61, sold more than 100,000 copies. And soon thereafter, Rufus Croom left the group and became a member of the Soul Stirrers. They released 24 more albums, with five of those charting the Billboard magazine gospel chart. One, such albums as Gospel Roots, Back to Basics, Family Affair, and I'm Getting Better All the Time, which was released in 1997. We're going to hear some of the music, a couple of songs from this great group, the Pilgrim Jubilees. Many of you have heard that name before. You know the Pilgrim Jubilees. You may have seen them in the past. I don't know if they are still performing right now. They probably have some new members, a lot of new members, but the Pilgrim Jubilees have been a staple in the gospel recording industry for years. Let's listen to I'll Fly Away, and of course their great hit, The Old Ship of Zion.
Could you be a witness to that today? My testimony is about when I found Jesus. Right down the highway, a little place that they call Horse Nation. A little old church that set back in the woods. They call it New Zion Baptist Church. See, I'm not worrying about it. If he called me today, my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I don't have nothing to worry about. Have God been good to you? Talking to you Christmas name. They don't mind being a witness for him. Have God been good? Up in the front of the mourners' bank. He said, you who been here for 3 long days, if you believe that the Lord have laid his hand on you, come up and take your seat. I never will forget. Seemed like yesterday. Stood in front of us, just as bright as day. I never will forget the song that the preacher sang. He looked up. Y'all excuse me. He looked up and said these words, Jesus. Looks like he's standing right there in front of me. Seems like I can feel his hands on me right now. Chill the old ship of Zion. That's what he said.
Information on the Pilgrim Jubilees in a book called The Encyclopedia of Gospel Music. The Encyclopedia of Gospel Music. We're going to keep moving tonight. Of course, there's a group that, of course, most of you have heard, the Canton Spirituals, that were formed in 1943 by Reverend Arthur Lee Jackson Sr., Reverend I.S. Watkins, Claude Nichols, Warren G. Ward, Isaac Bolton, Eddie Jackson, Theo Thompson, Roscoe Lucius, and Harvey Lee Watkins. As of 2016, the group is funded by Harvey Watkins Jr. We're going to listen to a few of their songs tonight. Mississippi Po' Boy.
Take inventory.
Can I take it? Can I take it?
'Cause I know you. I know you. I know you've been good to me, Lord. From a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends thought that was funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We done the best we could. They always told me the sun will always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord.
Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. Starts with the dollar sign, one word, Gospel Gold 22. The two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold 22. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. Another group that we wanted to bring to the forefront is a group called the Dedicated Men of Zion. They're from Eastern North Carolina, and they're called the Dedicated Men of Zion. And they have recorded several albums, but they have an album that just recorded a few years ago called Can't Turn Me Around. It picks up from where Dedicated Men of Zion using traditional secret soul offerings with the fire and the passion of the touring gospel groups. They're backed by the Sacred Soul Sound section, and they're produced by Bible and Tire founder Bruce Watson. The songs that are represented on that album, Can't Turn Me Around, are basically precision and sound, a style that is raw and original for that era and for the group. We're going to listen to our theme song for the night, One More River to Cross, and Work Until My Days Are Done. The Dedicated Men of Zion from Eastern North Carolina. Dedicated men of Zion. I want to inform you of two things. On the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find a section called History Speaks. Go there and click on those links. I am doing interviews with those who are history makers, history teachers, authors, and people who have just general life history. And I have interviewed them, and I'm continuing to do that throughout the course of the year. I thought it would be important. So much of our history has been forgotten. And I thought that since Gospel Gold is a program dedicated to the history of our gospel music, that I wanted to interview some of the people who are involved in making history, some of the people who are teaching history, writing about our history, recording our history. All of these people are very important, and I just wanted to take some time to speak with them during the course of the year. So I have recorded several interviews, and then you will have others that will come later. History Speaks. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and find those sections called History Speaks. Also, on tomorrow night, every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., there is a program called the Black Reality Think Tank. It can be found on the timeforawakening.com website. Go to the timeforawakening.com website, and in the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. There you will find a program that is very important to our community. All the pertinent issues are discussed by my brother, Dr. William Rogers, and all of his guests and the panel that he assembles each week for the Black Reality Think Tank. So go there tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, for timeforawakening.com, and in the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. You'll be glad that you did. The Seven Sons, new group. I wanted to bring them to the forefront before tonight was over. I wanted to just bring this group. Well, they've been around for a little while, but they are beginning to getting to their stride now. The Seven Sons of Memphis, Tennessee. Let's listen to Never Alone. And Lord, I'm calling on you.
Since I've met the Savior, I don't have to ever worry about being alone, because someone is always by my side. Never alone. Never alone. I don't have to
ever be alone.
No, never alone. Never alone. I don't have to
ever.
Hallelujah. know you, Lord. And the Holy Ghost is guiding me. Come what may, yeah. I tell you, I feel good. You see, because the angels, they're watching over me.
Whenever you need you, you don't have to call him like no one else. Just call his name.
Lord,
Lord,
I'm calling on you.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
And the reason why I'm calling you, Jesus. I got a message, and oh, I call you my master,
because without you,
Lord, I know
what I would do.
Lord, I'm calling on you, Jesus, yeah, to make it through. Without your grace and mercy, Lord, I don't know what I would do. Oh, Lord, I'm calling on you. I gotta make it through. Oh, Lord,
Lord,
Lord Jesus,
I'm calling on you.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm telling you, man, the reason why I call you,
I call
Time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It's a program that's dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Go to the Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. Drop us a line on the Facebook page, or you can email us at songwriter.net. Email is songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold by using the Cash App. Gospel Gold 22, the two G's are capital. Gospel Gold 22, the two G's are capital. So we pray that you will have a good week this week and that you will continue to give the Lord the glory. And don't let nothing stop you from praising God this week. We pray that you have a great week and that everything will go your way. We're going to go home tonight with another from the Canton Spiritual, Send Me I Go. Keep on giving God the praise.
If I have to go by myself, I'll go. If I have to go by myself, if my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I'll go. If I have to go by myself, I'll go. If I have to go by myself, I'll go. If I have to go by myself, I say, oh no, Lord, if I go. If I have to go by myself, if there's another thing I do, y'all, I'll sing. If I have to sing by myself, it gets hard sometimes, y'all, but I'll sing. If I have to sing.
that's all right. I'm gonna sing, oh yes I am, yo. If I have to say bye-bye.
I have to go. Bye-bye.